Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Crash Clowner Freeway, southbound at Russell Road in Auburn Grove. Right lane is blocked and traffic is looking pretty heavy out there, so keep that in mind. The freeway, southbound, busy around Ocean Road, Whitford's Our Work Road to Reed Highway, building up around Hutton Street and Vincent Street, and further down around Russell Road. Northbound side, Thomas Road to Angertown Road, and Farrington Road right through to Cranford Ave. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Road.
Thank you, Dana.
Thanks, Dana. And I need to talk about something, guys.
You just said, thank you, Dana, and which is her name, backwards.
Thanks for that.
Anyway.
See, I do things today. I'm so creative. Something I'm not creative about, and it's something I've discovered, Dan, and
what?
We need to talk about it, because
okay.
I found an article that,
yeah.
you know the juice boxes? We all know what a juice box is.
Yeah. They all have different names, you know that? All over Australia.
Yes.
Growing up, to me, that was a popper.
A what?
A popper. Because you have to pop the seal.
No, you don't.
Stab it.
Yeah, but... Are you talking about pop tops?
Yeah, see, no, that's a pop top. That's a pop top.
Yes.
And then there's poppers.
No, they're not poppers.
But I call it a juice box, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, juice boxes, they're called juice boxes, but they can have anything in it. Like, our producer here loves him a good breakfast in a box.
Cereal, basically, the cereal and milk in a box.
Has one literally, religiously every day. Maybe two.
Yep.
Sometimes three.
He's well up.
And on the go. But something I found an article that says... That, you know, you take your little straw off the side, you take
the
plastic wrapper off, which can be really annoying.
Bin.
You put it in the bin, you don't throw it on the floor because that's really naughty.
Insane.
You get the, you know, the bit that sort of twists and moves around, the bendy part.
Yeah.
I have always put in the straw with the bendy part at the top so I can move my straw around, you know, like just because, why not? Because it's cool. Apparently, no, you're not meant to do that. It's supposed to be the other way around, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
When you put the straw in with the shorter end before the squiggly bit, it goes down to the bottom, it bends into the corner of the carton, it then points into another corner of the carton, which then, when you drink it, you actually can get the entire juice contents, or milk contents, or breakfast contents. That is apparently why the bendy stuff's there. Not so you can play with it and muck around or... It's supposed to be there.
Where did this article come from, Kirsty? Did this article come from, like, the Juice Box Authority? Or did this come from some fool on the internet who wants to cause problems?
They've got a diagram here and it actually makes
sense. Oh, wow, they've got a diagram. Leon.
It makes
you
sense. You look at it and you see that it actually goes into the corner. Because, I mean, how hard is it? It's so annoying. There's nothing worse than holding the end of that straw where it's bending around and you're trying to get to that last little bit and you just can't seem to find it or get to it. Look, this solves that for everybody.
But, look, I don't want to be too confrontational or argumentative about this, but the long part has a spot, is pointy for breaking the seal.
Yeah, but then you turn it around and
then
that's
dumb.
In.
Why wouldn't you put the pointy bit
because
on the other end?
Because if you put the pointy in at the bottom, it's going to be like when you have those straws for slushies and you try and drink it, but you can't get the suction because part of it's missing.
Scooping.
No, but part of it's missing, right? If you have that whole bit cut on an angle, you can't get to the last little bit of juice in the very corner of your box.
Well, I have so many arguments about this. I think this is utter rubbish, but okay, cool.
Okay, well...
The Juice Box Authority apparently has spoken.
Do we talk about this? Are you for or against this method? Or are we just going to talk about stuff that we've realised over the time
Let's do that, because I think I'm going to get too angry. I think I'll get too angry if we talk about this anymore.
Okay, what have you discovered that you've been doing wrong
time? Yeah, what have you been doing wrong your whole life? And you know what? Let's give you some tickets.
Oh,
let's give you a chance to win a family pass to station sponsor, The Circus.
That's
right.
Amazing.
Hilarious comedians, daring freestyle motocross riders, a captivating aerialist, and more, all in the new state-of-the-art Big Top from June 30. But you can get free tickets today. Give us a call at 93130985.
Tell us, what have you been doing wrong all this time and you just discovered it?
95 with Kirsty and Dan for breakfast. And we're talking about, when did you realize you've been doing something wrong your entire life?
Yes.
You know, I was today years old when I learnt this. So apparently Kirsty found an article, for those of you listening, I'm doing the inverted comma bunny ear thing right now, an article that means that you're apparently...
You're being sarcastic.
100%. Because this is a joke that you're supposed to put the bent end of the straw into the juice box.
Yeah.
Not the pointy part.
No, no, you can break the seal with the pointy part, but then you've got to put the bottom bit.
It's not like super glue. You don't like break it with your lid and then put it back on.
But that's what you do with some things, like with those, you know, like with those container for milks, like almond, say for an almond milk thing, and you turn it and it breaks the seal on the top, and then then you can open it.
Yeah, but that's not the straw, is
like
it?
The UHT type stuff. But this is true. They reckon you turn it upside down. You put the bendy bit down into the drink, and then that will put it into the corner of the box so that you can get every little tiny bit of juice that you've been hoping for from that juice box.
Okay. You know what I did learn? I learned that apparently I've been peeling bananas wrong. Apparently you're supposed to, you know, like there's like the knobby bit on the end of the banana, like where it attaches to the what's it called? Like a hand of bananas?
I think it's called fingers, isn't it?
Well, it's banana. Anyway, so like when they're all attached at the top, like the stalk. Let's call it a stalk. It's probably not called that. Apparently, you're not supposed to peel it from there. Because if you peel it from there, that's where you get all the stringy bits that no one likes, even though it's just banana.
What?
Apparently, if you peel it from... Hey, Kirsty, here's a banana right here. Why am I miming when you have a banana?
I do have a banana, but I'm not sure if I want to open it right now.
I'm not opening
now.
It for okay, you. That's fine. So this part... Which is like the stick.
Yes.
That is not where you open it from.
Apparently I always open it that end.
Well, everyone does because that's where you see monkeys do it in cartoons. apparently, you do it from this end because then all of the stringy bits get stuck to the peel, not the actual, like, the fruit that you eat. Yeah, bananas are berries. Regardless.
That is, like, you've just blown my mind with
that's two
different facts.
That's one thing I learned too, yeah. Also, another thing I learned recently, when you're cooking, say you're cooking spaghetti sauce.
Yep.
Or, like, something in a pot or a pan. Mm. You know that on the end of a handle for a saucepan?
Yeah.
Saucepan.
Saucepan.
It's got a hole in it?
Yes.
You know that's for?
That's what you hang it up on. You use it to
and
hang.
You put your wooden spoon in it. Yep. Get your head around that one, Kirsty. All these years, you have never been doing it.
Correctly,
yep.
Wow, I love this. And people are really stuck on the juice box thing. I'm not sure why. Megan from Maidervale is saying, I don't think I agree with your analysis of the straw. Why is the pointy section of the straw on the longer piece? Well, I've just explained, Megan, just so that you can cut it open a little bit and then you can turn it upside down and push it down. So that's why I believe it's supposed to be that way. Malcolm from Leda, good morning, you guys. Love the question. I actually asked my wife for her opinion. She looked at me and then started writing a list and asked if I could get back to you guys at the end of the week when she's finished.
That's brilliant. Also, I got another one here. I was 3 years old and I'm literally finding this one out.
Right now. Okay.
Leon has just brought this to my attention. I was today years old when I found out that a screwdriver handle is designed to put a wrench around it to help you loosen tight screws. What? Can you believe that?
Has anyone else got some of these cool things that you didn't realize you were doing wrong all this time and then something you've discovered this and you're going to tell people? You've got to tell people. Educate us.
I got one more.
What?
You know when they use the word footage about like oh, look at this footage. We're going to watch some footage.
Yes.
It's because they measure footage. They measure film in feet. What? All right, keep them coming. Keep them coming, guys.
Come on, guys, you've got a chance to win some tickets.
Yes, a family pass to station sponsor, The Circus. Experience the most extraordinary premier acts from around the world under the big top at Perth's Langley Park now. Oh.
Hot spots keep in mind this morning, Tonkin Highway southbound from Morley Drive east to Collier Road in Bayswater and Rockingham Road northbound and Russell Road in Henderson. To the freeway southbound, busy Whitford's Ave, then Hutton Street to Scarborough Beach Road, building up around Vincent Street and Russell Road, northbound Soleil Anchortail Road, and then South Street to Cranford Ave. Drive safely. It's the latest from Main Roads.
You're on 98.5 with Kirsty and Dan for breakfast. And we are, well, look, we're going to continue on because this is a riot.
Yeah, 9313-0985 or 0429-985-985. What have you just discovered that you've been doing wrong all this time?
Yeah, there's a lot. So we've touched on the juice box, which is wrong. It's an absolutely wrong thing. Joe has nailed this one. Joe from Swanview. It doesn't help when all the juice box advertisements have the bent part at the top, Kirsty. It is what it is. Hey.
Carol from Aurelia. The longer part of the story is not longer than the juice box, so it will never work. I love how people are actually probably getting their little juice boxes out or their little breakfast in a box and measuring and looking at this. I think it's good. It gets your brain functioning first thing in the morning. But there's other things that people have discovered that they didn't know.
Jackie,
and I think these are amazing.
Jackie in Canning Vale. The reason the first episode of a series is called a pilot, so you know, like when they like, we will have to, you make the pilot, so then they go, yep, we're going to make that a show.
Yes.
Because it's the first time it's on air. And they're saying break a leg. You know,
in an audition.
Because you want to end up in the cast.
What?
I've never heard that one before.
I have not heard that before.
I've never heard that one before. Hey, producer, what do you got there?
I got a screwdriver.
Oh, do you?
And a wrench.
Oh, my.
I just thought because we're reading them out.
Yeah.
I've got to try something.
Does it work?
We can't do the break a leg one.
Well, we could.
We could. Kirsty, come here.
No,
go
away.
You've got to do a bit of Mythbusters on this.
So, what they
the idea
were saying
is you got a screw here and it's a bit tight. You don't have the you want a bit
you
of leverage
have the
on
leverage,
it.
Yeah.
You want leverage.
So the screwdriver's wedges or like the ridges on the handle.
So
are
this
meant
is
to
not
be
one of those fancy new like rubber handle screwdrivers. This is the old classic hard plastic. You know, one colour, clear and then clear and then colour, and yet it hurts.
They hurt if you get
kind of hexagonal
on their head.
And just a standard closed ended wrench.
What size you got?
That is a 20 mil.
20 mil
for this particular screwdriver.
Okay, so they're saying that whole thing is a purposely.
Oh, that fits so well.
It fits.
Oh, that is
so good. So you can use that to turn.
Have a go on that.
So crazy.
That is so satisfying.
Look
imagine
at that.
The amount of work I could have gotten done in my
that's
house if I'd known that this.
It's just because all the screws are too tight.
And Consuela was on a break, so you know.
Wow, that's amazing.
Here's one from Glenn.
Yep.
Glenn says, here is the holy grail of doing it wrong. When a girl, especially when she is your girl, talks to you about a problem, she doesn't usually want you to fix the problem. She just wants to be heard.
Glenn.
Oh, Glenn, never a truer word has been spoken.
And Glenn, if you've just discovered that now, I'm just glad you've discovered it at all. That's a great one.
Indeed.
That's a great one.
Another good one here from Jess. Now, Jess, I know this one, but I love this. This is one of those things that if you don't notice it, you're never going to notice it. On your car display where the odometer is and the petrol gauge, it shows the little fuel tank. And there's an arrow indicating which side of the car your fuel cap is on.
I only discovered this a few years back.
Bam!
And it changed
my
life. It changed my life and it changed my neck because I used to try and crane around to the sides of my car to see if I could remember.
You just don't remember which side it's on?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, I wonder which one it is. Out the window. Nah, not there.
It's been a while since I've had wind down windows, Dan. I'm old, but I'm not that old.
The car I just sold had wind down windows. It was the best.
Keep it coming, family. I love this. What are some things you've discovered you've been doing wrong all this time? Share it with the family so we can all discover together.
Hey, win some tickets to the Tuckers. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
All right, we've got people on the line. We've got to talk. All right. Adeline or Adeline, I'm sorry if I've mispronounced that.
Hello?
Are you there?
Nah, hang on. It's doing that thing, Leon. Hang on, let me just...
it's doing that thing.
Let me just fiddle.
The phones are playing
hang
up.
Hang on, ready? Oh, okay. And we're going to try it again.
Hello?
Give it a second. Hang on. Adeline, just hold your horses.
We're talking about things you've just discovered
there she
that you've
is.
Been doing wrong all this time. And we are hoping...
Adeline, are you there?
No.
Adeline. Is it because I'm saying your name wrong? I'm sorry. All right. Let's try Barry. Barry. Dad, is that you?
Can you hear me?
There he is. Yeah. Barry's on the line. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Hey, good to hear from you.
Barry,
so
tell
us. I discovered that almond milk, so I've been pouring it wrong the whole time and making it spill everywhere. So you know when you're about to froth your milk in the milk jug and you open the really fancy, you know, seal and you pour it, but rather than having the hole in the bottom corner and try and slosh it out that way, cause the air can't get back inside the carton and it spills everywhere. So you turn it the other way around and carefully pour it so that air can come back inside the carton and it comes out beautifully. And that's the way to pour almond milk or anything like that.
That is science.
I only just discovered that.
Barry, you are changing my life right now.
Because Kirsty's an almond milker.
I either keep like the box of tissues nearby or you know, sponge next to the coffee machine. So every time I make a sloshing mess, I have to clean up the mess. But now
I'm going to try that.
And I've just made one. This is 5 seconds ago. I'm holding my coffee in my hand, so living proof that it works. And
how good.
Okay, I'm going to try that, Barry. You've changed my life because I am constantly dripping and splashing
sloshing
milk everywhere.
Let's try. Let's try Adeline again. No, it's not looking. Oh, hang on. Let's try Adeline. All right, Adeline. No, not like an Adeline. All right, let's try Stephanie. Hang on. Oh, okay. Stephanie, good morning. Are you there?
Good morning.
Yes, okay. It doesn't like Adeline's phone. Sorry,
Adeline.
Sorry,
Adeline.
Stephanie, tell us.
Right. So, apparently my father's done this for a long time, but when you go to the shops and buy a pair of trousers, instead of going into the fitting room like an old person and trying them on, he grabs the waist side and like wraps it around his neck. And if it fits around his neck, then they fit him and he takes them home. And I was like the biggest skeptic until I tried it myself the other day and it works.
What?
And it works?
So
legit, I've seen people do that. I've seen people do that in the markets in Asia. Going,
around
my neck.
With their trousers around their neck.
So is it how hole proof is this? Pardon the pun.
I don't know if it's just like my father's proportions, but in our family it works. He just grabs them and like wraps it like you would like a neck scarf, but with the waist of the pants.
That is fascinating.
Brilliant. And so it worked for you. We might have to go
to
the shops.
Yeah, we're going to try.
It worked for me, but I was a skeptic. Again, being from like an ethnic background, nothing is too weird in our family.
Yeah.
However, from my partner, he's still not convinced, so I tried it myself and it worked.
Brilliant.
So I might have converted him to this, like, trouser believer.
All right, Stephanie,
all
you
right,
got me.
We're
going to go
that
down the shops and try them on.
Definitely.
But you are heading to the circus along with Barry. You guys don't have to go together.
You can go separately, yes. Two lots of tickets.
You have won a family pass to station sponsor The Circus. Experience the most extraordinary premier acts from around the world under the big top at Perth's Langley Park.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.